Okay, so picture this. You're going for your dream job, Riley. But instead of agonizing over the perfect cover letter, you're actually hitting record on like a voice note.
Interesting.
It's this whole thing about audio resumes, and we're going to dive into if it's, you know, is it a gimmick or is it the future of hiring, especially like thinking about Gen Z.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting to think about because, we all kind of agree that those traditional job interviews can be so stiff,
Oh,
right? They
totally.
feel almost like a performance instead of like a genuine back and forth.
Totally.
And especially for anyone who's grown up online, who communicates with, memes and sound bites,
Right,
makes you
exactly.
wonder if there isn't a better way.
For sure. And there's this SoundBranch article that we found, and it really digs into this whole idea. And their point is, look, Gen Z is all about podcasts, TikTok. They're sending voice notes constantly. Audio is like their native tongue almost.
Yeah, and what's really interesting about that is how it connects to this desire for authenticity,
Oh,
Like,
totally.
it's not even just about it being easier or whatever, but actually letting your personality come through in a way that, like, a resume with bullet points just can't.
Totally,
Think
yeah.
about it. For any job that involves, like, you need to be good with people, good at talking. Wouldn't you want to hear someone's voice, their energy, right from the get-go?
100%. And that's actually something they highlight in the article. There's this story about this woman, Beth Green. She's 26 from New York. And she talks about how much she dreaded traditional interviews, like found them super nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I could see that.
And her story, it really shows how this old way of doing things, it can really prevent people from like actually showing what they're capable of, you know?
Yeah, it's like that's a perfect example of why this is important. But we got to be real, like just switching to audio, that's not going to fix everything overnight.
Right.
It has to be part of a bigger change in how companies hire. We're talking about prioritizing the skills that actually matter, making things more inclusive for everyone applying. And really giving young people entering the workforce real support, not just throwing tech at the problem.
Yeah, it's about being more human, more empathetic in the whole process, which is definitely a big thing SoundBranch is pushing for. They see this audio interview thing as a step towards, like, you know, hiring that's actually more inclusive, more focused on the person. So let's imagine for a second, right? What if you chucked the whole traditional resume and you had to record an audio CV instead?
Okay.
How would you use your voice to stand out? Like, what would your audio brand even be?
Good question.
Would it be like professional but still, you know, friendly? Would you go for quirky, creative, warm, trustworthy? It's an interesting thing to play around with in your head.
Totally. And it makes you think, right? Like, if this does become a thing, what else in the way we work could change because Gen Z is so comfortable with, like, talking and listening?
Yeah, absolutely.
Could we have audio meeting summaries, project updates as voice notes, even like performance reviews done through audio first? What would that mean for, I don't know, accessibility,
Right.
productivity, even just the whole vibe of a company's culture?
It really is fascinating to think about.
It's exciting, but also a little bit like, whoa, what would that world look like?
I know, it's a lot to consider.